Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we explore together how the Bible changes and transforms our thinking. Yesterday, we heard a story about Israel, the nation of Israel, about to enter the Promised Land. They're finally ready. God is finally ready to lead them into the land He's promised them. And He gives Joshua, who's going to be leading now that Moses has died, He gives Joshua this sort of final rally, this final motivation, telling him to be strong and courageous, and to lead the people to be strong and courageous for all that's ahead. Now here's the problem. Israel hasn't exactly proven themselves to be strong or courageous yet. They've, at every opportunity, wanted to go back to slavery in Egypt instead of fighting or being hungry or thirsty. So how can God expect this? Well, because He intends to encourage them. He doesn't just say to them, be strong and courageous, that's it. God actually intends to give them courage. We can see it in the reading we read yesterday. He specifically says a few encouraging things. He says He will be with them. That's really important. God will be with them. He's not going to just say, be strong and courageous and watch from the sidelines. He will be with them every step of the way. That's encouragement rather than just an admonition to be courageous. And this isn't going to be just a passive thing for Israel. They have a job to do as well. God is going to be with them. God is going to do amazing things, make them successful. He's going to give them courage and strength. And their part of the deal is to be obedient to God's law. God kind of goes on about that too, about the importance of His law for them. He says that it needs to be something they meditate on day and night. It's not just going to be something they do on Saturdays, something they pay attention to once in a while. God's law, He intends to be something they have as an everyday part of their life. At every moment, He wants His law to be on their minds and on their hearts. So there's two sides to this. God will give them courage and strength and give them success as they enter the Promised Land. And the people of Israel can show their thanks, can give their thanks to God for all He's doing for them by living in His way. This isn't something new. It's what they were told to do at the Ten Commandments when the law was given on Mount Sinai. And it's what all of humanity was made to do in the Garden of Eden. Humanity has consistently rebelled, found it difficult to actually follow God's laws and not just turn inward and focus on ourselves. But God hasn't given up on us people yet. And so He's going to make a new promise to Israel here. He'll be strong and courageous. He'll be with them. He'll give them success. And He wants them now to commit once again to living in His way, living in a relationship with Him, where they are becoming His people, where they are becoming a holy people, since He is a holy God. What more could Joshua ask for? As the new leader of this fledgling nation, he now knows that the God of the universe is going to be with him, is going to give him success, is going to give him strength and courage. If he was at all nervous about Moses having just died and wondering how he would ever possibly lead this nation, now he had assurance directly from God that God would do this, all this, for him and for the people of Israel. So what did Joshua do? The first thing he did was he told the people to go get ready. Get everything ready. We are going to cross this river. We are going into the Promised Land. It's time. Let's go. All that motivation, strength, and courage that God gave him, now he's giving it to the people. That's a big part of what we're supposed to do as well. When God gives us strength and courage, it's not something to keep to ourselves, but something to pour into others. Any relationship with God, any time of prayer, is not meant to be about us. Like on Monday, we talked about Homer Simpson making a prayer all about himself. He made it all about his bargain with God, and he didn't expect God to even answer. Joshua here is speaking to a living God and listening to a living God. We, too, can have a relationship with this living God. But we have to be prepared for Him to speak. We have to be prepared for Him to lead us. When He does, He will give us the strength and courage we need to follow through and to give strength and encouragement to others. So tomorrow we'll explore this some more and how it applies to our own lives. First, here's a question for you to think about. Which of God's words to Joshua stand out the most to you and why? Which ones give you the most hope and encouragement? So, hope you'll share that discussion with somebody else. Have a good one, and I'll see you tomorrow.